It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds for, as you may have heard, Earth Day. We sent our producer, Hannah Byrne, to the streets to find out how Seattleites are celebrating this holiday.
You can probably imagine people in the Northwest feel strongly about taking care of the Earth, but they all have their own unique ways of showing it.
Would you consider yourself an environmentalist?
Yes.
I would think so.
Sure. I'm not part of Greenpeace or anything, but I love trees.
Yes.
Not hardcore, but I appreciate taking care of the environment.
Pretty much an environmentalist.
What are you doing today on Earth Day to help support the environment?
Oh, actually, I hadn't planned on doing anything specific.
Actually, I'm going to work. I don't really have anything else planned for it.
I keep my own chickens. I don't use pesticides in my yard.
Not a whole lot.
Honestly, I didn't even know it was Earth Day, but I just adopted a potted plant.
What are you doing to celebrate Earth Day today?
I'm on a walk, and actually I'm going home immediately. I'm going to do a meditation to think on what I can do on a grander scale.
I didn't know today's Earth Day, but I don't know. I don't know what to do.
That's what they're thinking about on Earth Day. Colleen, Lloyd, Torsha, Mary, Nancy, Michael, Todd, and Alex.
And as Alex said in the end, it can be really hard to know what to do to help support our Earth. Luckily, we have experts like Dennis Hayes.
Dennis Hayes organized the very first Earth Day back in 1970, and since then, he's helped expand the day to more than 180 nations. It's now the world's most widely observed secular holiday.
Hayes is also the head of the Bullitt Foundation, which is based in Seattle. Our colleague David Hyde caught up with Hayes earlier at the foundation headquarters, the Bullitt Center, the greenest building in the world, it bills itself, and it's located in the Capitol Hill neighborhood in Seattle.
So what's his Earth Day advice for people who've become eco-complacent? And how far does Dennis Hayes think Seattle has come since that first Earth Day back in 1970?
Well, when I was growing up, what we now call toxic air pollution, my father used to refer to as the smell of prosperity. We've come quite some distance since then. We've cleaned up Lake Washington, which is becoming a really stinking mess. We've cleaned up much of the combined sewer overflow that used to flow routinely into Puget Sound. We've pioneered and have one of the very best recycling programs in the United States, recycling and composting and waste reduction. We've now got a decent public transportation system that's hopefully on its way to be a better one. Overall, on almost every front, Seattle has gotten better and better. Most recently, we moved to a tougher energy code. So the average new building that's built in Seattle will use only about half as much energy per square foot as the average existing building.
I'm wondering if some of that makes some people out there become something that I'll call eco-complacent. They say to themselves, here we are, we're in the greenest building in the world, we're in a green city, I do my part, I recycle, I do what I can when it comes to transportation. Do you see any of that? And if so, what's your advice?
I can't say that I don't see any of it, but I don't see very much of it. The people who think about environmental issues, for the most part, recognize that although we've made some important strides, particularly locally, that there are still huge additional problems to be overcome and opportunities to be pursued.
Well, let me say then, I see people like this. They say, I recycle, I can care about the environment, I believe that global warming is occurring. What more do you want from me, Dennis Hayes?
Well, I'd like you to have a diet that will make you healthier but puts a far lower burden upon the carrying capacity of the earth. I'd like you not to have a dozen kids, a child or two, good, but population is a really serious issue. In transportation, Seattle is not bad compared to other cities, but that's a low bar. When people go to work in the morning, the vast majority in Seattle are still climbing into their individual automobile, even if it's a Prius, to get to work, which is a very inefficient way of doing it. Very few people yet are taking advantage of walkscore.com and choosing to locate their residence where it will be super convenient to where they work, where their kids go to school, where they recreate, where they do their shopping. We can continue to move down that continuum further and further until we get a city that functions like an ecosystem that was designed for human beings.
Dennis Hayes, the co-founder of Earth Day. We're here at the Bullitt Center, greenest building in the world. If you had to give somebody in Seattle one piece of advice from your perspective of what they might do to be greener this year that they might not have thought of, what would you suggest they do?
The dominant issue of our era is climate disruption. And what people ought to do is take a serious inventory of all of the things that they do and buy that use energy or that have energy embedded in it, and figure out how to make that energy footprint just as small as possible. I mean, we're standing here next to an engineering firm whose headquarters is in Portland. When they wanted to move into our building, they looked at the energy goals that each of our tenants have, and they found that if they moved their office from Portland to Seattle, they couldn't make the goals. So they went through, they looked at their choices of computers, their choices of printers and task lighting and everything else, and found a way to shave 75% off their energy consumption. It's a matter of simply paying attention and making that an important part of your decision.
All right, and let me ask the same question for the city of Seattle. What's your hope? What's your suggestion for the one thing the city of Seattle needs to do on the occasion of Earth Day 2014? What should they be focused on? What should the mayor be focused on? What should the council be focused on this year?
Well, I'm very much in favor of, as you can tell with this building, doing things that are examples of sort of stretch goals, not just how can we improve everything by 3%, but how can we improve some small things by 80% and create models for what people can aspire toward. In that regard, the biggest single thing that the public sector in Seattle has coming up immediately, I think, is probably Yesler Terrace. This is a perfect location for capturing rainwater and using it for potable drinking water. It's got the best solar location in Seattle. It's a site that is going to be developed for low, moderate, and market housing. It's public project, and I would like this to be the finest public housing in the world. We've got an opportunity now to make that choice.
All right, let's move out one step further and ask about the state of Washington and Governor Jay Inslee and the state legislature. What's your advice for them? Of course, they already had their session in 2014, so this would be looking a little bit further ahead, perhaps. But what's your advice to them? What's the top issue you want the governor and the state to be focusing on this year?
Well, I suppose there are a great many people that would say that the best thing for the legislature is don't come back into session. Everything just seems to get worse. At this stage, probably the most important thing for both is to have some solidarity on the climate issue. We're trying to get sort of a West Coast blockade. California has a cap-and-trade system. British Columbia has an energy tax, a carbon tax. And Oregon and Washington are both flirting with ways that they can join that so that we would have the same kind of price on carbon that goes up and down the West Coast of North America. I would like Washington to beat Oregon and actually be the next state to make progress on that issue. It's been 44 years now since that first Earth Day, and among other things, that means that the 50th is coming up soon. Whenever you have the 50th anniversary of anything, you begin with a tailwind, and so it's our hope over the course of the next 6 years leading into that to actually have another event that is as transformational as the 1970 event was. In 1970, Earth Day was mostly very local. It's about your local air pollution. It's about the local use of pesticides. It's about trying to stop a freeway from cutting through an inner city neighborhood. We've made progress on a lot of local issues, but the big global issues, the ones that knit us together as a species and as a planet, we've mostly been heading in the wrong direction. So our hope is to have a month-long thing in 2020 where we will keep this broad array of environmental values in people's minds for long enough that everybody begins to question what this means for them as a consumer, as a parent, as a citizen.
Dennis Hayes, he organized the first Earth Day more than 40 years ago. Dennis Hayes is also head of the Bullitt Foundation. He spoke with David Hyde at the foundation headquarters. The Bullitt Center, the greenest building in the world, they say, located on Seattle's Capitol Hill.
And just as they were opening, Marcy, I did a tour with Dennis Hayes. If you'd like to go on that tour with us, go to KUOW.org and search for Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S.
It's The Record from KUOW.